Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Yalla Rocks. Today, we have the wonderful Athena Howe and Adam Revere here to chat all about live music with y'all. Athena is a Columbus, Ohio-based dancer who, like many of us, fell in love with the costuming and the glamour of belly dance, and then fell head over heels for the music and the culture, especially the live music. Adam is a world percussionist, audio engineer, and composer with almost 40 years of experience and often plays shows with belly dancers. Together, the two have performed and taught at festivals and have also started doing online workshops together to teach dancers the ins and outs of dancing to live music. Join them today as they talk about how live music fosters connection and the return of one of our favorite questions from seasons past. What was your best dance or gig mishap? Skunks, Oods, and Musical Connection are coming your way. You're not going to want to miss this one. Find out how to follow Athena and Adam on social and all of the other links you'll need at thebellydancebundle.com/97.
Well, hello, Belly Dance Bundle. It is me, Athena. Adam, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, hello, my friends. I am Adam Revere. Honor and pleasure to meet you.
So I am so excited to tell you a little bit about our class for the Belly Dance Bundle. Our class is going to be covering melding belly dance improvisation skills with musical skills, musical techniques, and specifically how to work with live musicians.
Well, I think probably the most exciting thing is to really not just dive into live music, but I think the wonderful aspect of the relationship with the musicians, learning how to really thrive on the dynamic that is created at that moment. Because especially as you know, as a dancer and musicians, it's like there's so many factors that go on in our world that how we connect with each other will never be the same twice. Aim for doing the same gig on a nightly basis, which would be so fun.
Super fun.
And it's like the nice to get that regular gig, but just the feeling and the recognition and the connection with live music and the musician themselves. And that's what I, you know, as a musician, I want the dancers to really connect with not just working with the music, but be able to dance with the music and not just simply to it.
Yeah, there's a really beautiful comment that I heard, and it was the greatest compliment I'd ever heard for a dancer. And they'd said that dancer was dancing with the music. They weren't counting. They weren't there. They were in that exact moment in that exact time. And I think that's something that training in live music gets you that skill set in. So let's talk about it. So what makes you so passionate about live music, especially for belly dance?
Well, definitely passionate about live music because I wouldn't have a gig if I wasn't live. But besides that basic point, I think just the, I mean, just the fun thing about it is just to where, again, just kind of just simply going back to the connection, the moment is to where you feel each other's energy, you react off of it, and you're also each other's support system. Because unlike canned music, just to where nothing wrong with it, it's awesome. It's like, you know, you got the choreography or just somebody just hits a, you know, hits shuffle, you go on stage, you dance to a phenomenal piece, track, awesome. But it's one of those things as to where with a live musician and especially with, always a live dancer. There's not the AI dancer hologram just yet.
No, but there is a hologram of it. I think Umm Kulthum in Dubai that they're such expensive tickets. But if I ever won the lottery, I would 100% want to watch the like hologram person. It kind of feels like the future. Me losing my gig, but
yeah, I think at the same time, like I would be intrigued to, you know, to go, you know, to attend that. But with like musicians and the dancer, like there's moments, and I've had a few gigs as to where not only either myself or one of my bandmates or the dancer or dancers, like something was off. And I think when you have that support, no matter what your state of mind or physical state is in, when you're on stage and it's like, okay, come hell or high water, it's like, we got to do this in one form or another. But to show the support for one another, I was like, okay, we're in this together. Because it's not just, you know, it's, you know, we are the musketeers, even if it might be just two of us on stage. It's the fact of, and that even that adjusted emotions, like the emotion still comes out. And that's what I really enjoy. Or I think the best thing about live music is just to where, you know, you are watching not just the poetry in motion, as well as the music having being embodied in this dancer or dancers. Is this a fact just to where if one of them is like, you know, hey, it's like, I know we had this planned, can't do it, can we do something else? And then you feel and you see the love on stage, you see the respect. And that's, and just like any performance, like, you know, instead of just, okay, there's your band, there's your dancer. But when you see that they have a connection, makes it so much more powerful and beautiful to watch, no matter what the circumstances might be. Even if you can know it and feel it, makes it more of a just a phenomenal sight to see.
I totally agree. I think as we look in, and my shows particularly, I feel like people are coming to my shows because they want connection. They want to experience whatever that dancer is experiencing. They want to experience what that musician is experiencing. We are all searching for connections as part of being a human, and allowing the sort of surprises that being a human is, you know, did the violin go the wrong way? What's happening here? It allows you to be really present and really open in that moment. So a little bit about me as a dancer is I work with live music almost every weekend. I work with a few bands here. And then when I get to come out to Adam's place, which is about, I don't know, 2 hours. I drive really slow, so probably 3.5. But, you know, if you drive like a normal person, probably 2 hours. When I get that opportunity, there's a lot of live musicians that are, you know, around from where I'm at in Columbus, Ohio. So within Columbus, within 2 or 3 hours, you're looking at about 6 bands. So there's so many opportunities and there's so many different flavors to those bands too. And you get to fall in love with these people because they are sharing their art in the way that only, you know, only Adam could do, or only this musician could do. In addition, you get to have that freedom and that moment where you are going to create this. It is going to happen once. That band might play Aziza 500 times, but it is your Aziza in that moment. And one thing I really love is when a drummer or a musician feels empowered that they can go on their own journey and that they know I'm going to be there with them. You know, when the drummer's like, and they know I'm here, and that's a technical term that we will discuss in the class, of course, but that we're here to experience that because that is a connection. And that is what opens it up. I also think it opens you up to a lot more opportunities, especially if you're trying to work with a Middle Eastern crowds. I would say there's always a person with a drum. There's always a person who wants to be able to go there. So if you can start to learn these skills, you can really open yourselves up to a lot more gigging opportunities. And the final part is just because it's like fun. There's something really nice. Your friend is producing art and you immediately get to respond to it and respect it and grow it together. When we talk about concepts in belly dance like Tadab, it's really only possible with live music. It's not possible. We talk about Tadab music, that it's this emotive stuff, but you need it really to be coming from there because those types of experiences are cumulative. It is the artist, it is the dancer, it is the musician, it is the crowd. And we're all collectively making an experience that only exists once. And that's what makes live music so special to me. So with all of that, I guess, romance I was just talking about, let's transition to my favorite question to ask anyone. And can you tell me a little bit about a funny gig story that you've had in your storied past?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can actually think of one recently. It's like, and it was funny in the sense of the joys and the curse that is live music. So with my lovable, huggable band, Indie Rocks here in Indy, our oudist, Andy Smith. So we're performing at my studio and we're performing an original composition. So this is more of a influence of like an Andalusian, you know, piece. So it's more on the more, I guess you can call it on the flamenco inspiration from like the Middle East. And it's a beautiful piece. And we have our friend come down to dance and she does serious competitions on ballroom dancing, and she has studied classical ballroom and various raksharki and what have you. So a very phenomenal dancer and human being to work with, and I always love working with this dancer as well. And so the music starts, and Andy's doing his taksim on his oud, and which we call it the multi oud because it's a electronic Ood by Godin. You know, it's, you know, this Canadian company. It's a wonderful, wonderful instrument. He's all connected and he's playing, and it just, and then it just slowly starts to fade away. And I'm like looking at him and I'm thinking, just like, what, like, what's going on? And I'm an audio engineer, so I'm kind of looking over at him, and I'm, and of course I am on stage performing, but I immediately go into tech mode, and you know, and I'm looking at Andy and I'm just like, dude, it's like, take Donna, you know, our fellow, our bandmate and dancer for our group, Donna Carlton. You know, I asked her, I was just like, you know, hey, just get Donna's, you know, Ood. I mean, granted, it's not as high quality as the one that you have, but it sounds like it, but it's an Ood. Just grab it, and we'll, you know, the MC will just hold a microphone in front of you, and we'll just, and just rock it out.
That's the Ood dude energy, you know.
And it was just, and it was in that point, and he's looking around, and he's just utterly confused, and he's having not a meltdown, but he's kind of the, you know, when you get those nervous, like OMG type of, like that nervous laugh.
Yeah.
So that was his take. He just started laughing, looking all over, and I'm telling him, I was like, dude, I was like, just grab that Ood and we can go. Because that's the techie in me. I'm just like, you know, hey, there's an Ood right there. Switch, we'll be fine. But for him, it was just like, what's going on? And he just stuck with his little electronic, now dead Ood.
Oh, no.
And you know, and we finished the tune. And he, you know, we felt bad because our friend, you know, our friend Deborah Kemp, you know, Deborah Call, again, phenomenal dancer, comes down to do this piece that, you know, pretty much like just dedicated and just and created for, like, you know, this was made for her. And, you know, she had the, you know, the big skirt and just rocking it, and his Ood just dies on stage. And but we had a reprieve later at the, I think we did do it at the bazaar.
Yeah.
We taught our class, and so I was like, we're like, yay, it's like redemption.
And you gotta have the redemption arc.
Yeah. And so yeah, but it was, and it was funny. So that's why here at my studio I am always 9-volt battery rich, because every damn guitarist and Oodist, their instrument dies, and it's all based on that one single 9-volt battery. So for anybody out there, especially if you're if you know somebody in a recording studio, you even joke with them, so do you have a pack of 9-volt? Yes, we always do, because no matter what, we'll have an acoustic guitarist, a guitarist, and on occasion an electric Oodist, and it dies and they don't have a backup, you know, just because, like, it was working at home, and then it's like, and then it died. It's like, I, you know, I feel for my fellow musician and bandmate Andy, but it was definitely a fun learning experience. And but yeah, it was just a moment of just like shock. And yeah, you know, professionally, you feel embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, like, what do we do? It was just like, dude, just grab that. And he didn't. It was just like, okay, we're just rocking with what we got, just finishing this song.
That's the thing with this, is like, you're doing it live. You know, this is, what is that movie? Like Spinal Tap? Like, we're doing it live. So my funny gig story is like this summer. So we got booked at at a county fair, like 2 hours north. So I'm here in my full finery, you know, my belly dance costume all glittered up, and we're just in a barn somewhere, of course. Like, there is a stage, but they were definitely showing cows like 3 hours beforehand. So we go through the vendor area, and I'm like, this is a weird gig. Good thing I always bring shoes, you know, like, this is the Midwest. You got to get through this type of stuff sometimes. And I meet people who run a skunk sanctuary, which in Ohio, legally, you're allowed to have a pet skunk. They just have to get de-stunk, which was cool to learn. So I met this incredible skunk named Valentine. And they're like, oh my gosh, you look beautiful. Can you take a picture with our skunk and we can put it on our social media? And I was like, yeah, but I start hearing the band tuning up, and I was like, I gotta go dance, but I'll come over afterwards and we'll get pictures with the skunks. Like, the skunk's adorable. So I'm waiting to get on stage, and the person from the skunk sanctuary brings me their skunk Valentine. And it's like, oh, just hold the skunk for me and we'll get these pictures. So I'm holding the skunk, they get pictures. I'm almost crying because it is adorable. And they're like, oh my gosh, my phone died. So then they run back. So now I'm just stuck holding this person's pet skunk, and my song's about to go on. And so I have to make this decision in my head. Am I going to dance with a skunk, or am I going to miss my song? I think we all know what I chose. Like, I had this very illustrious plan to live stream it, but that was not getting live streamed. My Instagram was not going to see my skunk duet, but He was truly my Valentine. And honestly, that was my favorite thing that's happened in a long time, because when you're with a band, like, and I don't know if you feel this way, I feel like I dance at like parties and weddings and you get these like interesting experiences, but it's a whole different world with like bands, because they're at bars, they're at a, you know, county fairs, they're at all these different weird places. And you get skunks, which is my favorite thing. I still miss that skunk. But I mean, he was someone's pet skunk. Like, I wouldn't take Valentine from their owner, of course.
Of course.
I would never. On that, it's been so great to talk with you. I can't wait to teach this class. So dancers, I gotta, you know, I'm gonna talk as a dancer, as Athena, in my really strong opinions about why dancers need to learn live music. One, you get to be opened up to incredible new experiences you never would be able to before. In addition, getting that skill of live reacting to live music is really essential for if you are gigging, because even if you have choreography, you need to be able to improvise. You need to be able to change things. I think sometimes as dancers, I see dancers who've learned incredible choreographies, but that means that they're not able to loosen up and really relax and give your audiences what they're really asking for, which is, to my perspective, always connection. They're looking for the person that they can be with. It opens you up to new gig opportunities, new places to be displaying your art, and a real appreciation for the community around us. I think it's essential for dancers to learn live music, even if you don't have a live musician in your area. Any opportunity you can be with to get with a musician will completely change your dance for the better. And as we watch, you know, the greats of our dance history, they are always dancing with live music, and they are really reacting to the art that their friends created. And that's something really special. And that's what I'm really excited to teach about in this workshop. We'll be covering from basic rhythms to improvisation and some kind of hard stuff too. We're not going to make this, maybe the goal of a workshop is for you to have something to work on. So I hope that you're able to join us. This will be a live class that I think we're going to be recording probably for later view. But on that, Adam, I hope you have a really good day. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover for this?
Oh, no, I think you said it beautifully on the magic that is live music, or just the musicians and the dancer, and looking forward to see what the end product will bring with those that check out our class.
Yes. Well, I can't wait to have you, and I can't wait to have all of you other dancers in this class. You all have an incredible day, and I hope it is just as great as you are. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.